This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Berman. The nation of South Korea is on the brink of a nationwide coronavirus pandemic, according to the Director General of the Korea Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Sunday, Jung Yun-kyung said that new cases are increasing in all 17 regions of South Korea. The 397 new COVID-19 cases reported late Saturday represented the highest daily jump in cases since March. Korea's health minister said Saturday that new nationwide restrictions, which began today, followed 9 days of triple-digit increases in cases. South Korea's nationwide ban on large gatherings closes churches, nightclubs, beaches, and stops fans from attending professional sporting events. Officials said more than 800 new cases can be traced back to a rally held by a right-wing preacher, while another group of cases traces back to a Starbucks. Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. reported 23.2 million COVID-19 cases worldwide early Sunday, with more than 800,000 deaths. The U.S., as it has for months, leads the world in the number of COVID-19 infections with 5.6 million, followed by Brazil with 3.5 million and India with more than 3 million. Health officials in the U.S. believe the number of infections in America may be 10 times greater than reported because of lack of testing and reporting. Children ages 12 and older should wear a face mask in the same situations as an adult should, while 6-year-olds to 11-year-olds should wear masks, should wear them as risks require, the World Health Organization and UNICEF are saying. This is to stem the spread of the coronavirus. Older children could play more of a role in virus transmission than younger children, the two organizations said. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. United States-led international coalition troops withdrew from Iraq's Taji military base Sunday and handed it over to Iraqi security forces, witnesses and the coalition said. The base, which is 20 kilometers or 12 miles north of Baghdad, had been the site of frequent rocket attacks by Iran-backed militias targeting U.S.-led troops in recent months. The movement of coalition military personnel is part of a long-range plan coordinated with the government of Iraq. That's what the coalition said in a statement, adding that the camp has historically held up to 2,000 coalition members, most of whom have departed this summer. Remaining coalition troops will depart in the coming days after finalizing the handing over of equipment to Iraqi security forces. The U.S. House of Representatives in the U.S. has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. Passage was 257 to 150 and came after heated debate. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over mail delivery a hoax, and the White House says it will veto the bill if it passes the GOP-led Senate. More than 24 Republicans broke with the president and backed the legislation. Firefighters in California are racing to slow the spread of wildfires that burned nearly 1 million acres in a week and destroyed hundreds of homes. The three main fires in Northern California have killed at least 5 people, torched nearly 700 homes and other structures, and forced tens of thousands from their houses. Light winds and cooler nighttime weather help fire crews make a bit of progress, but their efforts could be hurt by warm, dry weather, erratic wind gusts, and lightning in the forecast. Firefighters are beginning to get help from other states. President Donald Trump issued a major disaster declaration to provide federal assistance. A South Korean believed to be the world's oldest man has died. He was 116 years old and a survivor of the 1918 Spanish flu. Freddie Blum's family said he died of natural causes Saturday at a Cape Town hospital. He was born on May 8, 1904, in the rural town of Adelaide near the Great Winterberg Mountains of Eastern Cape Province, but he was not listed by the Guinness Book of World Records. The oldest man on record is Bob Weighton of Britain, who is 112. South African media, however, have described Blum as unofficially the world's oldest man. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.